The sounds of multiple gunshots turned the heads of neighbors in Janesville's 4th Ward shortly after 9 o'clock this morning.
I heard pop, pop, like, you know, that was different than a firework coming. We live right there, so, I mean, and we had the window open. That's how loud it was. It was a gun.
Corey Musel says he walked to the crime scene before police arrived.
I walked out of the house to check it out. You know, I walked down the street. Me and my mom's boyfriend walked down there, and there was a guy on a cell phone, and I didn't even really notice, but there was a body laying there on a porch.
Moments later, police arrived.
Upon arrival of officers, we found a lone female that was seriously injured. She was promptly transported to Mercy Hospital. Witnesses were able to provide accurate and specific information as to the suspect.
Moore says the suspect, identified by family and friends of the victim as 37-year-old Kyle Hickey of Milton, was spotted by a sheriff's deputy. They followed him into Beloit and then back into Janesville. That's when things got a little strange. As reporters waited to talk to police, a caravan consisting of the suspect driving a pickup truck with about 7 squad cars close behind drove by the crime scene. Twice. A few minutes later, police made a decision to put an end to the pursuit.
It was a felony-type high-risk vehicle stop. His vehicle was rammed by police vehicles, as it was appropriate for deadly force in this situation.
Police have not released the identity of the victim. Family and friends identify her as 25-year-old Erica Ostenson. The Rock County Coroner's Office confirms they are currently investigating a death. I'm Steve Benton reporting.